Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Shirley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tex Shirley. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Irv Hall. Batting second. The center fielder, Hal Epps. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill McGee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Don Black. And now, play ball. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball four. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball four. Baker moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn bunts towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. Baker moves to third. Burns moves to second. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baker scores. Burns scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall takes first base on ball four. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shirley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert takes first base on ball four. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 0 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee juggles the ball. That's an error on McGee. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Epps. Zarrilla reaches second base with a double. Moore moves to third. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a fly ball into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-0, Browns. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley is 0 for 1 in the game. Shirley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0 for 1 in the game. Epps strikes out. One out. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estalella hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Estalella reaches second base with a double. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Siebert hits a line drive into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Baker takes first base on ball 4. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baker. The throw from Hayes and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baker scores. Stevens moves to second. It's 4-0, Browns. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stevens moves to third. Moore moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zarrilla. Kell reaches second base with a double. McGee moves to third. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Bush reaches second base with a double. McGee scores. Kell moves to third. It's 4-1, Browns. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Don Black. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell scores. Bush scores. Rosenthal moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. Sam Zoldak now pitching. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rosenthal moves to third. Hall moves to second. Ford Garrison pinch hits for Hal Epps. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns throws the ball into Baker, who tags Garrison trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Rosenthal scores. Hall scores. One out. It's 5-4, Athletics. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Mancuso for a passed ball. Hayes moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ford Garrison now playing right field. Bobby Estilella now playing center field. Joe Barry now pitching. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 2 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Chartak pinch hits for Sam Zaldak. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Sig Jakuki now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jakuki fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry takes first base on ball 4. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Garrison takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Estilella bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Baker covering, for the out. Garrison moves to second. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Siebert is walked intentionally. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Garrison moves to third. Siebert moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. JoJo White now playing left field. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic pinch hits for Frank Mancuso. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic bunts towards the mound. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. Christman moves to second. One out. Chet Lobbs pinch hits for Sig Jakuki. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Christman moves to third. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. Red Hayworth now catching. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry moves to second. Ford Garrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Garrison hits a fly ball into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-3 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.